The biggest news this month is the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn that comes at winter solstice, but we shouldn't overlook next week's total solar eclipse, even though it won't be visible to us in North America. The mystery of this eclipse at this time is still important in the unfolding narrative of 2020, which is now in its final chapter. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So Jupiter is moving closer to Saturn each night, looking southwest about an hour after sunset, and you don't want to miss them, but let's turn our gaze east for a minute and talk about the moon. This week, it's at its waning gibbous phase, rising after midnight and slowly dropping toward the dawn. On its way there, the moon is going to pass by the tail of the lion, the star of abundance in the arms of Virgo, and then on to Venus on Saturday, when as a thin, thin crescent sliver of itself, the moon appears only 4 degrees apart from the goddess of love and beauty. It's as though the moon is gathering up the secrets of the goddess for what happens a few days later at eclipse, because as soon as the moon comes to new phase and eclipses the sun, Venus, which is normally clothed with the sun in the daytime sky, will be unveiled in broad daylight. Now, Venus is regarded in most traditions as a secret retreat of the light, as the divine feminine that has as her interest what lives in the heart of the human being. Now, when the sun is eclipsed and Venus is unveiled, then these secrets are revealed. It's as though Venus is a witness who's now asked to give testimony. But because this happens during a solar eclipse, anything that doesn't serve a greater good can be released. So pay attention to your heart this week, and to your dreams, and to all your secret wishes and longings, and take to heart these words of Rumi. This is a subtle truth. That which you love, you are. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.